two points. The first one is about visa, and I think that Alak should write something and send it to the board so that it will be stronger for Alak, that the visa issue is a real issue for Alak. Second point, for the people shadowing Sheryl. It is, as I said the other time, it is a very important thing. We need to do it. But I have a big problem because the way it is done now isn't the right way. Why? Because we have people who are now shadowing that are that came here because they was told that they can do it. But in the community, there is perhaps other people. So we have to do a call for interest for this. Second point, those people who will shadow Sheryl, who will pay their way? Third point, if they are more than one, at the end, how you will select one of them? Last point, the rule of procedure says that the liaisons are selected by ALAC. In this case, it will be compulsory that we select the one who will shadow Sheryl so that he will be, after that, selected or elected by ALAC. Thank you.
Thank you, Tijani. Alan?
This isn't what I had asked for the microphone for before, so I would still like that at the end. I think Cheryl's words in her original message were slightly unfortunate in that a number of people inferred from those that she would select which one becomes her successor. I think that she may well make a recommendation. But it is ALAC that selects. There's no question about that. Whether the statement was made to a wide enough list is an interesting question, and maybe it needs to be made wider. I'm not as afraid as you are about how do we select. I suspect, because I'm also a liaison and I have the same sort of problem, I just haven't sent the email out yet. And some of the issues you raised is the reason I haven't sent the email out yet. A liaison job requires a lot of work. A liaison apprentice is going to require a lot of work. Some people are going to say, sure. And then partway through the process say, this isn't for me, I don't have the time, I don't have the interest, I don't have the skills, or whatever. So I'm not really worried about having two superb candidates at the end and having to choose. If the stars are all positioned properly and we are very lucky, we will have that problem. I'm less worried about it at this point, but I think the rules are absolutely crystal clear. The ALAC selects. The ALAC may have a difficult time choosing, and we may have a difficult time attracting people and catching their eye. You know how responsive our overall community is when we send a message out. If it's not something that is emotional, it usually gets a zero response. If it's a request for work, it usually gets almost negative response, so it's so little. So let's cross the problems, address the problems when they happen. They haven't happened yet, but let's be crystal clear that we're not changing the process. We're trying to find people to work.
Thank you, Alan. Any other business? Alan?
What I said about David Olive before, I say in spades about the staff who are in this room and any of the staff that aren't in this room right now. I think you're doing an absolutely superb job. It isn't easy, and it's easy for us when we find something wrong to point it out, and I hope everyone takes that in the right context. I couldn't pull it off. I have great esteem for those who can. Thank you.
Thank you. This this is Heidi. If we do still have a record going on. Thank you, Alan, very much. The staff appreciate that tremendously. I mean, there's a lot of work, but again, it's our absolute pleasure to serve the ALAC and the at-large community. I mean, we're, I think, very proud of seeing the growth in terms of both outreach, in-reach, et cetera, policy, quality of policy statements. I mean, when I'm writing the policy, monthly policy updates, I'm just I'm very aware of how far you've come since I've joined, and all of you.
Thank you, Heidi. Any other business? Okay, before we close off, I just wanted to touch on the couple of points that Tijani made. First, the visa issue. It's not something that is just restricted to Canada. It's something that that is worldwide. It's a discussion that many people have had, board members have had as well, informally with some of us, and it's something which doesn't have an immediate answer, Tijani, unfortunately. Visas are provided or not provided to visitors on a security basis. And in general, the overall geopolitical mood at the moment is such that security surpasses everything else. And therefore, it's very difficult, even for organizations such as ICANN, that are very well connected with governments, to even stage an event and be absolutely assured that visas will be provided to everyone. In the case of Canada, there was a high-level GAC meeting. The government of Canada was well aware of what was going on, but somehow many people did not get visas to get to Canada for various reasons. And it would be the same sort of problem in the UK. It could be the same sort of problem in France, in Germany, anywhere in the US. It's very difficult to find out the real reason why visas are not being given out. The immigration agencies of all the countries are generally very opaque, and you can appeal. You might get the visa, you might not get the visa. It's just one of these things. I'm sure that, making a statement is one thing. Yes, we can register our concern because of the fact that we do have our communities scattered worldwide. But I'm not quite sure about the impact that this will bring forward. Apart from actually making it even worse for some of our communities, in that the only countries which will be receiving ICANN meetings, the meetings will be consolidated in a handful of countries where the majority of the world will not require visas, and yet the developing world will require visas. And so it will play against the developing countries that we have in our community. So I'm a little concerned about some of this. And I perhaps, yes, launching a discussion at large on this is a thing, but I don't think we will find a solution today. Tijani.
Just to tell you that the impact will be at least on the new strategy for the meetings. If I can make it as a condition that the country in which the meeting will be held, must give facilities for the visa. If someone has a problem of security, for sure he will not be accepted. It's not the case, Olivier. It is a case of long. I applied. I sent an email. They require in Tunisia that you send an email to ask for a rendezvous. I asked for a rendezvous today. They give me the rendezvous 1 month later. It was after when Constituency Travel told me you have to come back and tell them that the ICANN and the host country have a special arrangement, that they advanced the rendezvous by 2 days. I got my visa 2 days before I leave. It is the country that do that like this. So if the country accept to give the visa, after checking the security issues, I agree with you, in a reasonable time, it's okay. Otherwise, we don't hold a meeting there. So it is a critical point, a critical criteria for holding meetings. Thank you.
Which gives more fodder to the fact that you would have a consolidated meeting strategy where only two or three cities in the world end up having ICANN meetings, and therefore, because it is a repeat basis, there would be special arrangements with the government. I'm not sure this is what we wanted originally. We're going to be shut down in a second, and I have somebody waiting for me for a meeting, and two people waiting for me for meetings and so on, so we have to get a move on. Jean-Jacques?
Thanks. We don't need to be as pessimistic as you seem to indicate, Olivier. The missiles of global destruction, or whatever it was called, allowed Homeland Security. There is a trend for Homeland Security. It won't last eternally, in the same way as Thatcherism will not last eternally. So it is up to us, because we represent the interests of the user community, is that right, Alan, that we should fight for this. And I agree with you, Olivier, that we should not allow this to come in the way of rotating meetings in all parts of the world. But if we don't react on this, as Tijani is suggesting, we will go to that dead end.
Okay, so let's react on this. Sebastian, and then close.
I completely appreciate your passion about that. Just to let you know, this morning when I left you, I had a meeting on this subject. And I personally would like you to be involved in policy development. And you say your word. We are taking that seriously. Maybe you can go to something else more important at the policy level. It will be. We will get trouble. We will still get trouble in some country. We will still have to find some solution. What it's important is that we set up some rules, and we are working on that. When I say we, the staff is working on that, and I really can tell you, when I left you, we spent 1 hour on that subject, on preparation of Beijing and so on. Then it's a well-handled subject. All what you say, it's taking care. Then it's up to you if you want to spend time on that anymore, but I suggest that let the staff try to do the right work. They listen to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sebastian, and thank you for coming back to see us again between your little breaks. Let's now, for good, let's close this meeting. Thank you. Have a safe flight home. And see you all in Beijing.